Hey everybody, hope you're doing well out there. This is Ryan, the host of the Starseed Sound, and today I just want to let you guys know I really appreciate you clicking on this episode and giving me a listen. Please tell me what you think about this episode, and on today's episode we're going to be discussing, well I'm going to be discussing, divine masculine and divine feminine traits in each and every one of us. We all have these traits, both masculine and feminine. No matter whether we are male or female, we all have a little bit of the masculine and the feminine. And I'm going to go into the specifics and the details of that in this episode. So if this interests you, then continue to listen. And if not, you can just carry on. But I hope you're doing well. And thank you again. It means the world to me that you're listening. So to start off with the divine masculine and the divine feminine conversation here, I'm just going to give you guys a little background of like what has me kind of like questioning and pondering more about this subject. Always when I was growing up, I was born male and I grew up, you know, always around masculine, you know, I had a brother and my dad, and then it was my mom. So it was basically three testosterone-filled men, you know, running around, or boys running around the house, and one female. And I always kind of recognized a different kind of aura and different energy from females rather than males, and also from males rather than females. So we just each have a different energy to us. And I think the masculine and the feminine is really just one thing. It's just two separate energetic signatures. So what I mean by that is that the masculine has, you know, different attributes and different traits to it. And, you know, there are positive and negative traits and attributes to the masculine, and as well as the divine feminine. It also has positive and negative traits and attributes. So some of these are more pronounced in each and one of us. Like if you were born female, you're obviously probably, you know, I'm not saying this for everybody, but most likely you're going to display more divine feminine traits. And conversely, you know, if you're male, you're going to display more divine masculine traits, obviously. But what I'm getting with this is that these traits, when unbalanced and when not grounded and when not in equilibrium with each other, they can really mess us up. It can really mess us up mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I'm sure some of you guys have noticed that, like some days you just feel off your funk, right? Or you're just like, oh, what the fuck's going on? You know, you don't know what's going on. And, you know, that's kind of, this may have something to do with it. So have you guys ever noticed with like, even like the most machoist men or whatever, they're displaying this sheer, you know, display of masculinity. They're like the symbol. They're like the icon of masculinity, right? But they too have a little bit of feminine energy and a little bit of feminine traits inside of them, even though maybe they may be repressed, or they may be just at such a low percentage that you can't really tell. But yeah, anyway, so that figure, that icon of masculinity, you know, is kind of like on obviously the way end of the spectrum masculinity. And there's also way end of the spectrum femininity, or divine feminine. And, you know, there's not a good or bad. Like, there just is, you know, that's just what is in this universe. And what I've come to notice for the divine masculine, some of the positive attributes that I kind of associate with divine masculinity, and that I did some research on and stuff like that, are some of the positive attributes of divine masculinity are active, intelligent, logical, rational, linear, determined, reliable, strong, stable, protective, sensible, heroic, focused, practical, goal-oriented, consistent, predictable, capable, rugged, ordered, and disciplined. Okay, I know there's a lot to take in. I just spat out a bunch of fucking words. Sorry, y'all. And anyway, so all those positive attributes, like some that really stand out to me for the masculine is probably logical, focused, rugged, and disciplined, maybe. And for the divine feminine positive attributes, some of the key ones are soft, warm, sweet, caring, compassionate, kind, loving, gentle, creative, flexible, receptive, forgiving, serving, peaceful, open-minded, beautiful, mysterious, spontaneous, infinitely changing, and sexuality. Okay, so some of the ones that stand out to me probably for the female positive attributes, like really displaying the divine feminine would be, I'd say warm, caring, compassionate, loving, peaceful, changing, all of those. And so those are the positive attributes. And so to get to the negative attributes for the divine masculine, we also have kind of things like rigidity, stubbornness, aggressive, tough, non-communicative, self-centered, dominating, ignorant, closed-minded. Those are some of the negative attributes associated with masculinity. Now, some of the negative attributes associated with divine feminine are like weak, manipulative, emotional, irrational, unjust, powerless, indecisive. And so the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is to give some kind of context on what, you know, masculine and feminine traits are. I'm sure you guys all know, but those are just some of them. And, you know, we go throughout our lives, and this is kind of like a given, right? Like, you know that a mother is going to be gentle and nurturing and caring for her young and for others, because that's just, you know, the natural order of the universe. And you know the man is most likely going to be, like, you know, out there kind of hunting or doing different things, you know, like that. And so for both of these lists, right, the positive attributes of divine masculine, negative attributes of divine masculine, and then also on the other side of divine feminine, positive and negative, I underlined some of the attributes, and I said that they could go both ways. So for the divine masculine, protective, predictive, aggressive, and tough can go both ways for me. I think, protective and predictable are positive, right? Being protective of your children and being predictable, you know, in your movements. So, like, yeah, security, you know, comes with maybe prediction. I don't fucking know. But anyway, that makes sense to me, but it also can be negative, right? Because if you're too overprotective, that's kind of like, you know, that's not very attractive, and that's like kind of bonding, you know, that's like literally that's still limiting, you know, somebody else if you're really overprotective about anything or anyone. And predictable, it can be good, but also can be bad. Because if you're predictable and you're, you know, for instance, when you're in a fight, you're really predictable. Oh, boom, like you're going to get knocked out, or you're going to get, you're not going to win that fight, or you're going to get scarred up. And just like, you know, in life, if you're too predictable and you do the same things over and over and never get out of the predictable rut or predictable habits, then I don't know, you might not live up to your full potential. And some of the negative attributes that I said could be positive and negative are aggressive and tough. So the reason why aggressive could be positive is, you know, in competition, right? Like you're really aggressive. You're striving for a goal. You're striving to beat someone for a place or for a time. And if you're, you know, aggressive in that, then hell yeah, dude. Like you're probably gonna have a better chance of winning because your heart is in it and your aggression is just pure energy and it's going towards that. If you are over aggressive, you know, conversely, then this might not be so good. You might burn yourself out right away, right? It's like a sprinter using all of his speed and time and energy, or yeah, all of his energy in the first, you know, mile of the race, and there's, what, 25 miles to go, and he's gassed out and everyone's passing him, you know, halfway down the race. And being tough. Yeah, tough can be positive, definitely, and it also can be negative. But some of the positives about tough, maybe displaying toughness or whatever, are, you know, yeah, they show that you're strong. They show that you're well put together and you got a good head on your shoulders. You know, you're doing things right. You're tough. You know, you're getting through the gritty portions of life. You're getting in the trenches and coming out, you know, scathed, but healed and refreshed and ready to fucking go, ready to fucking kill the world, man. Go out there, not literally, but, you know, just go get it, man. Go get your goals. And toughness can also be negative, obviously. You know, if you're the tough guy, nobody wants to fucking talk to you because you're going to be fighting them. Oh, yeah, bitch. Yeah, I'm tough. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, so don't be that guy. But also don't be the pussy. Don't be the... I don't know. Well, that was... I'm going to take that back. Yeah, fuck it. Anyways, toughness is a good one. So here, let's go into the attributes of the divine feminine again that I thought could go both ways on the positive side. Receptive and forgiving. So the reason why I said receptive could be both positive and negative is probably because, you know, being positively receptive to me is really caring about somebody else. So you're, you know, receiving somebody in a really positive and light manner. And the reason why I said it could go negative is because if you're like recepting too much energy, right, and you're, you know, catching too much of other people's, you know, baggage, and you're accepting too much, I think that can be a little draining and a little dawning on the psyche and the body and the soul, honestly. For forgiving, forgiving is a big one, you know. It's it can be both positive and negative. And the reason it is definitely positive is that it allows you to move on. It allows you to kind of expand and grow and develop, because you have forgiven a past person or a past place or act or thing, and that happened in your life, in your experience, and you're kind of accepting and moving on. And that's really healthy to do that. The reason why forgiving could be negative is, you know, if somebody fucked you over and you've forgiven them, you know, it could come back to bite you. You guys could be, you know, cool. You could have, oh, okay, I forgive you, whatever they did, it was shitty, and then you forgave them. And boom, they, you know, they come back and do the same shit or worse again. That's where forgiving is a little rocky, but I know that's not going to happen every time. Or I don't even know if it will happen, but it definitely can. You got to be careful for those energies. You know, you got to watch them. You got to sense, you know, what's right and what's not for your path. So, yeah, that's why that might be a little concerning, but not really. You just can use good judgment. Your intuition is smart. Like, it's fucking intelligent. So the negative attributes for the divine feminine that I thought could be also positive are unpredictable and emotional. Unpredictable can definitely be positive in the way that, you know, nobody's going to know like what your next move is, you know, especially if you're in business or especially if you're trying to make a name for yourself. Or, you know, you're just creating. If you're unpredictable and you are very, I think unpredictable comes with like more imagination of what could be. You know, oh, you're unpredictable. You don't know what you're going to do in the next 5 minutes, let alone the next 1 month or 1 week. So you're just unpredictable in your actions, you know, in your thoughts maybe. And I think that can be a really good thing, especially in this world with the internet and all that shit. Like you could just decide to make a podcast like I'm doing. Like, fuck it. Who cares if 2 or 30 people listen or fucking 70 billion. It doesn't really matter as long as you're just unpredictable and try new things. And also unpredictable can be negative, you know, if you're, you know, very unpredictable in the sense that you don't really know what the fuck you're doing and you're just kind of spinning out of control. And not that not knowing what you're doing is terrible, but if you're just like in a rut and you're just kind of depressed or down about not knowing or the uncertainty, then that can really get to you. But I don't know. I think it's more positive. I should have put that in the positive attributes, to be honest. It's funny. I would be putting predictable and unpredictable on the positive side. Yeah, fuck that. I got it right. Never mind. On to the next one, y'all. So emotional, divine feminine trait. I have that in the negative column. Only because, I don't know, only because I feel like sometimes people get over emotional and like I kind of tend to associate emotion with the person. And if you're taking things too personally, you know, your emotions really take over and you might not start thinking logically or practically. And that could be detrimental. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what you're going to do in that state of, you know, emotional rage or anger at somebody or something, or, you know, that emotional down or depression or whatever the fuck, whatever the have yous. And, yeah, so that's, okay, so that's just, oh, yeah, fuck. Well, yeah, emotional, it can be very positive. I almost like skipped that with only talking about the negative emotional. Nah, fuck that. Emotional can also be fucking really positive, man. You got to express those emotions. You got to, you know, express your happiness, express your joy, express the sadness, express the, you know, maddening, angering times. Fuck all, dude, that makes you stronger and shit. But, you know, we all know that through experience. And yeah, I think the divine masculine and feminine both have a shit ton of positive and negative things about them, but it's all about the balance, you know, between those and the balance within one another. So, yeah, just kind of digest that. And I just started out with that because it gives a good overall sense of what actually the divine masculine and feminine represents, or what it's known to represent, right? And I'm sure you guys definitely knew all those, or knew a lot of them at least, and I hope you're learning some new ones, because I know fucking I am. So, yeah, I want to talk about, like, the divine masculine and the divine feminine in regards to, you know, actual relationships and actual personal encounters and how that kind of affects them. So for instance, you definitely feel different around your dude friends or your male friends than you do around your guy friends, right? Or I mean, what, girl friends, right? Female friends. You definitely feel different when you're around them. And that's because, you know, obviously you're a different gender, what have you, whatever. I mean, I get some people are, you know, gender neutral or whatnot, but, I'm just talking about the masculine and the feminine. So nothing against them, but this is, This is common because the difference is felt because we literally, I mean, think about it. Our makeup is different, right? Women have, you know, the main hormone of estrogen, right? And men have the main hormone of androgen. So androgen is, you know, to testosterone. Estrogen is to, I don't even know. Estrogen might be the equivalent to, I don't know. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. And so we literally have different chemicals rushing through our bodies, natural chemicals, natural hormones. I have you, and those are rushing through our bodies. And I, you know, I'm thinking that they just fucking give out like a different vibration, you know, different frequency for us to pick up and for it to vibrate in a different motion, in a different path. And, you know, it has different masses and different abilities and effects on the body mentally and, you know, physically probably, well, definitely physically. But yeah, why I'm saying this is that, these differences are good, I think. I don't think one is better than the other. I think these differences are meant to be merged, right? I mean, that's obviously why a lot of males and females, you know, get together and or what have you. Or so every experience I've had in my life, I definitely have had friends, guy friends mostly, that were very masculine and shit. And I've definitely had guy friends that are like a little more on the feminine side. And it's interesting, you know, just to see how their mannerisms and how their ways of being kind of is different from one another. And also, you know, I see that in girls, more masculine and then more feminine. And I think it's really fucking intriguing that we all just have a different proportion of these masculine and feminine traits within us naturally, right? Inherently, we've all developed the masculine and feminine over time. So one is, you know, not necessarily more than the other. And it's, I don't know, it's fucking, it's just fucking cool. Like, I think that we're so, like, we're different, but we're so similar too. Like, we are very fucking similar because, I don't know, man, there's just a lot of fucking things out there that we can learn from each other, you know, that we are doing differently, but maybe that we don't understand, you know, how different we are from one another and yet how similar we are. Like, we are fucking really similar, guys. Sorry, I'm saying the F word a lot. I gotta quit that. Bleep me out if any, like, kids are watching. I'm sorry, y'all. Anyway, obviously what merges the divine feminine and masculine is love, divine union. You know, reaching divine union in the masculine and feminine traits is like nothing else, right? It's portrayed, you know, in all the way to the Bible, to ancient texts, and recent, you know, romantic fucking books, comedies, and all of that stuff. It's fantasized and glorified and made really beautiful, and kind of it's made to want you to have that divine union, right? And it's really amazing because in that divine union, it's not all peace and dandelions and lavender. What the fuck? I don't know. It's not all flowers and peaches, y'all. Like, it's some fucking down in the dirt kind of grinding stuff, man. It really tests you, that divine union between another person specifically, I'm talking about, between, you know, a significant other. or two or three, whatever, what have you. But it kind of really signifies like who you are as a person, because if you kind of try to change somebody and try to force your will on somebody else and say, oh, you can't live this way, you can, no, it's not like that. They're one way, you're one way, and you guys have to learn from each other and learn how you act, and you know, go through those arguments, go through those trials, go through the ups and downs and arounds and all that shit together, you know, and you grow from that shit, and you learn how to really stand tall in your freedom. And you say to your partner, I want you to stand tall in your freedom too. And that's like, you guys are fucking a union. You're one. And that shit's fucking beautiful, man. I am saying the F-bomb way too much right now. Okay. Anyways. I'm gonna end the first portion of this podcast at that. So this is the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine podcast right now. This was just a short bit on it. I'm new to this podcasting thing. You know, I just got this microphone. Hopefully it's better. I've literally been recording my last, the last four episodes or whatever I've made on some crappy, like shitty earbuds where only like one earbud works. And luckily it's the one with the microphone attachment to it. So sorry if that was really shitty quality. If you're a returning podcast listener, I apologize for that. Hopefully this microphone is a lot clearer and a lot more pleasurable to listen to. Just let me know, please. Comment or rate or just give me some tips. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet on the Divine Masculine and Feminine. And I hope you took something from it. I hope you learned that really males and females and the male energies and female energies are more different, right? It's different, but it's also very similar. And it's the natural balance of the universe. You know, it's trees and rivers, you know, mountains and valleys. So anyways, guys, all right, I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, whatever, morning, wherever you are, and I will see you later. Peace.